Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. During the late 1800s, Utah had a thriving liquor industry. LDS Church President Brigham Young had no qualms about producing or selling alcohol. He built a distillery at the mouth of Parley's Canyon and owned Salt Lake City's first saloon. In 1861, Young had a winery established in Tokerville in southern Utah and received frequent shipments of 40-gallon barrels of port for medicinal and family use. The Mormon-owned mercantile ZCMI sold beer, wine, and liquor, while the Deseret News regularly advertised home brewing equipment to its readers, as well as alcohol such as Kentucky Bourbon and Old Tom Gin. Mormons also produced their own brand of whiskey called Valley Tan. This paralyzing intoxicant was reputed to have quite a punch and was known variously as leopard sweat, liquid strychnine, and tarantula juice. Valley Tan was served in Salt Lake's numerous downtown saloons, which were frequented by U.S. soldiers who came with Johnston's Army in 1858. The troops spurred such a trade in alcohol that Salt Lake's Main Street soon earned the nickname Whiskey Street. Utah was also home to 15 commercial breweries, several of which were owned by faithful members of the Mormon Church. For example, Brigham Young's bodyguard, Orrin Porter Rockwell, owned the Hot Springs Brewery at the Point of the Mountain. Beer was consumed by many Mormon immigrants from Europe, as well as Germans, Italians, and Irishmen who came to work in the Utah mines. Liquor was big business. In 1863, the Salt Lake City government reported more revenue from the liquor industry than all city taxes combined. By 1871, a liquor license in Salt Lake cost $750 per month, as compared to $56 per year in Chicago. But profits were not enough to stem the tide of temperance sweeping the state. By the turn of the century, attitudes about alcohol were changing, and Utah prohibition was just around the corner. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.